Coming up next on Chamber Amplified.
Sunday is definitely the area I call of opportunity, that folks will be trickling in and looking for something to do before the big event on Monday.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Doug Jenkins from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. On each episode of Chamber Amplified, we're examining issues impacting the local business community, from employee recruitment and retention, marketing, IT issues, current events. It's really anything that can be impacting your business. Our goal is to give our members tips each week on at least one way they can improve operations and thrive in the current business environment. So we're less than a month away from the total solar eclipse on April 8th in Northwest Ohio, and preparations for the big event are running full steam ahead. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by Findlay-Hancock County Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Alyssa Preston to talk about everything that's gone into the planning up until now and what your business can still do to get ready. Here's a hint: if you're a restaurant or a retailer that's typically closed on a Sunday or a Monday, you might want to examine having at least some limited hours. We'll get into all of it. Stay tuned. Thanks again for tuning in. Remember, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can rate and review this show. It really does help spread the word. Now, let's get into it. Welcoming back to the podcast, the director of the Findlay and Hancock County Convention and Visitors Bureau, better known as Visit Findlay, Alyssa Preston. Alyssa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Doug. I got invited back.
anything going on in your world right now?
Just a few things happening. If you have not heard, there's a solar eclipse coming through our community in just a short period of time.
Yes. So the last time we had you on to talk about this was very preliminary in the process. I think it was probably about a year and a half ago when we were really starting to drill down on all of the things that could go on and things like that. We're just weeks away now from the eclipse. So by the time this podcast will go up, what are we expecting now that we're so close?
It's exciting now that we're this close, a great opportunity for our community. We are seeing pretty steady hotel bookings and campsite bookings, so anxious to welcome a good number of visitors into our community. Sunday, Monday, so April 7th and April 8th are kind of the 2 days that we're really pinpointing as heavy traffic of visitors and people just wanting to see our community.
Sunday is kind of what I want to focus on first, because I think that's where the large opportunity is for businesses in the community. Like you said, that's when people are really going to start to trickle in a little bit more based on what hotels have been telling us and everything. That's a great opportunity to be open, be running specials, something. What have your conversations with area retailers and hotels been like?
Yeah. So as we've been planning for quite some time, I think once the calendar turned to 2024, our restaurants and retailers really started to dive into this a bit more and look at what their weekend might look like. Sunday is definitely the area I call of opportunity, that folks will be trickling in and looking for something to do before the big event on Monday. So restaurants, that Sunday evening, retailers, again, Sunday evening, once folks get checked in late afternoon, they're going to be looking for things to do. So we do have our Findlay Solar Eclipse 2024 website that we continually are adding events and openings to. So if you are a restaurant or a retailer in the community that will have open hours, that's certainly something we want to promote for Sunday and Monday.
Most definitely. And for those businesses that are typically closed on a Sunday or Monday, we know that Monday tends to be the slower day for restaurants around here. So a lot of them are closed. Have you had conversations on if some of them will be open for special hours just because there's this preeminent opportunity for them?
Absolutely. So I'm going to pick on our downtown because they're an easy target. But just recently had a good conversation actually in the last week. That's how people are still kind of fluctuating with their schedules and what things might look like. There is a good handful of downtown retailers that looked at Sunday, with Hancock Hotel being sold out, nearly sold out, as well as Findlay Inn, that there's going to be people in downtown looking for things to do. So they're actually adjusting their retail hours to Sunday afternoon into the evening to give folks an opportunity. So that would be a great area for our downtown restaurants that typically aren't open to jump on board. We do have Some of our standards that are open, Findlay Brewing Company, Logan's, Alexandria's is doing special hours for Sunday evening as well. So just something for all to think about.
And the key part of that, and I think one thing I've been really impressed with the CVB right here is you guys are covering all sorts of different things, but the key, update your Google listing. Make sure you have that claim to make sure that you update your hours for that weekend. So when people pop on their phone, you're able to get that changed and they know that you're open.
Absolutely. And that's something easy to do and you can change it back the next day. So right. We have definitely been promoting that to retail and restaurants and really any attraction all throughout Hancock County to adjust your Google listings for that weekend. As much as we're putting on the website, folks are creature of habit and they're just going to go to their Google map and find you and see if you're open.
Yeah. So definitely make sure those are open. Apple Maps, the same thing. Although as you talk to the people and we're letting them know about Apple Maps, it's a little bit more of a process to claim your listing on Apple. Maybe there's still time to do that if you haven't, but if you haven't, you need to start looking into that now.
I think it's still worth it. Just as we're saying with all eclipse related things, pack your patience and you're going to need some documentation on your business ID and those type of things to change your Apple listing, but probably worth the time.
Alyssa, you've been through a few major events in Findlay and Hancock County at this point. How does the eclipse compare to things like the bicentennial or other events that we've seen in the area?
Yeah. So, a lot of events that we help promote are certainly weather dependent. This one is 100% weather dependent. And that whole unknown that we have never had an event like this through our community and really relying on partners that were in the path of totality in 2017. And they even said up until the day of, there's so much unknown of the number of people, what things are going to look like. There's a lot of gray area, but our advice continues to be, let's put our best foot forward. We know we're going to have a good number of visitors. We don't know what that number is, but we really want to impress them and hope that they would come back for a second visit.
It is an awesome opportunity to showcase the area. We're really looking forward to it. As far as the precautions, we've talked about those a million times, but just to reiterate, it's not necessarily, I think people conflate like, oh, hey, buy your groceries early and everything with the world's coming to an end. It's not that. It's just how annoyed you want to be in a line at the grocery store over the weekend when you could have bought them a few days earlier and avoid that sort of hassle.
Yes, and that's 100% a good message. If you don't mind waiting around a little bit, that's probably what will happen Sunday, Monday, and even into Tuesday. Mm-hmm. As we're talking to our community, whether it's a doctor's appointment, getting to work, if Tuesday's your grocery shopping day, you still might want to consider that you'll be delayed a bit.
Most definitely. Well, so all of that's happening again, April 8th, that's when the eclipse is. I know you know off the top of the head when totality happens, right?
3:10 p.m.
There you go. That's when you can take the glasses off. By the way, we still have glasses available at the Chamber and CVB, several area businesses, so opportunities to get those. So the eclipse, it comes, it goes. It feels like Christmas. We've planned all year for it, and suddenly it's gone, and we're on to the next thing. You take a deep breath, but there's another big anniversary coming up later this summer.
Yes, something very exciting. Our brand of Flag City USA is celebrating 50 years. May 7th is the actual date of when we became Flag City USA, but we're really going to put some promotion behind Flag Day, which is June 14th, with a series of events around that date and to really promote Flag City USA.
That we'll look forward to that and some of the promotions that will come with that. And then really the preliminary, almost as preliminary as when we started looking at the eclipse items and everything, a big birthday coming up for the nation in just a couple of years. And certainly that's something you're paying attention to as well.
Absolutely. So 2026, we will be celebrating 250 years of America. A lot of great opportunities out there, some federal grant programs for promotion within our community. So working very closely with the Hancock Historical Museum and kind of navigating what those pieces would be, but certainly both Flag Day, Flag City USA, and America 250. Keep your eye on those. If you are planning special events or if your workplace has an anniversary that you can tie in with those, some neat little connects there.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of great opportunities, but let's just get through the eclipse first and then we can foot in front of the other as we get to those.
Yeah, I think maybe middle of April, we may be able to see straight again.
Take a deep breath. Real quick, well, I've got you here. We've got a couple extra minutes. I just want to talk a little bit about tourism in general in Findlay and Hancock County, because certainly 4 years ago at this time, we had no idea what the future was going to hold for us as everything was shutting down for COVID. Where are we in terms of bouncing back from then? Are we seeing more people coming to the area than we did pre-COVID? Are we back to those types of levels?
We are definitely back to normal, I will say, and really exceeding some of those areas. We were very lucky that youth sports and our tournaments mm-hmm. throughout the pandemic were able to still be a part of our tourism makeup. We had teams traveling in from all over the Midwest, some that had never been here before. And it's that message of they came, they had a great time, and they have continued to put Findlay on their schedule year after year. So summer, you know, as we're talking, we have mm-hmm. Eclipse, we have Flag Day, all these things. We're really leading into our very busy season with tournaments. And the nice thing that I think has benefited us well is that business travel has continued to get back to its peak point. So we have the perfect storm of 7 days a week, people being in Findlay, and I hope our hospitality partners feel that as well.
That perfectly ties into what we were talking about earlier, is just showcasing the area. When people Absolutely. Come once, they'll want to come again, so long as you show them a good time and they feel included in the community when they're here. Certainly the baseball kids felt that 4 years ago. Hopefully the people coming here for the eclipse, because it'll be a lot more, hopefully, than it was the baseball kids that summer. Hopefully they feel the same.
And I think that's something we as locals take for granted, that how good our community really is when we have visitors in, and even standing at a coffee shop mm-hmm. with somebody new that says, wow, you're downtown, or wow, the Northwest Ohio Railroad Preservation was a really cool place we popped in while we were here. So it's really been eye-opening to see how well we have responded here.
Absolutely. So in conclusion, update your Google listings. Pack your patience. What am I missing? Those are the big things to do to prepare.
Just communicate with us. If there are things you're planning on different hours, please let us know so we can get those listed. But you're right. That Google listing is really going to be important. Something else just to think about over Sunday, Monday, tune in to your local radio stations. We have a nice partnership that we will be doing hourly updates of if there's any, you know, traffic congestion or any other details of how we can quickly get information out. So make sure you tune in.
Very good. So, Alyssa, you guys have done a great job at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, keeping tabs on all this and getting people together. And so looking forward to you being able to take a little time off after this is over.
We hope
you
so.
Danielle have earned it.
Yes. Have fun with it for sure. That's
absolutely most importantly, right?
Yes.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks again to Alyssa for joining us. I know that I'm excited for the eclipse to come, not just because I think it's going to be a cool experience, but I also think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to showcase Findlay and Hancock County to potentially thousands of people all at once and let them experience a little bit about why we like to call this area home. Chamber Amplified is a free podcast for the community thanks to the investment of members from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce. Because of our robust membership, we're able to focus on providing timely information to the Findlay and Hancock County business community, run leadership programs for adults and teenagers, and be an advocate for the area while also providing tools to help local businesses succeed. Now, if that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, just let me know and we can talk about how an investment in the chamber helps strengthen the community as well as your business. That'll do it for this week's episode. If you have any ideas for topics that we should cover in the future, send me an email, djenkins@findlayhancockchamber.com. Remember, if you're listening on our website, you can make this easier on yourself. Just go into your favorite podcast player, search for Chamber Amplified, and hit subscribe. You'll be all set. You won't miss an episode. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on Chamber Amplified from the Findlay-Hancock County Chamber of Commerce.